Well, she was certainly a filly, or a mare, I should say, that loved the wet, and so was Megablast, who was absolutely dominant winning the Caloundra Cup. It's great to have Kiwi trainer Nigel Tiley join me this morning. How are you, Nigel?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very happy now.
Yeah, congratulations on the win of Megablast. Did I read that that was your first Australian win?
Yeah, it is. I haven't bought that many horses over here, so I've been close to the mark a couple of times. But no, that's my first win over here, so that was a special moment for me.
Well, it is. I was surprised to read that you've been, as you said, around the mark so often. I thought you'd have had an Australian win by now, but that's great to open up the books. And gee, the way Megablast won on Saturday, won't be long until you notch your second Australian win. He was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, he's a pretty good horse. At the level he's at now, where he is in the weights, he needs the cut in the ground to be, to be quite competitive. So, and the wetter it is, the better he is. So, he was dominant. I thought I had him spot on for the Brisbane Cup, and he gave himself a bit of a knock. So, that was a bit of a disappointment, but that's a great consolation to get on Saturday.
And it was a good win for Damien Brown, who's been feeling the pressure for copping that 2 month suspension, and he rode in beautifully on Saturday. Could you sense that Damien was out there to make a point on Saturday, and was he relieved after the win?
Yeah, he was. I had a chat to him, and I sort of said, because I watched that race a couple of times, and I sort of asked him if he thought he was hard done by, and he reckons he was. So that was that was nice for him to sort of, end the week with on a high, so he can, get ready for his appeal and move forward.
Well, what do you do with Megablast? Because he's been a well-performed galloper over his career. He's won 10 of 31, almost $400,000 in prize money. Do you think he's an off-season wet track galloper, or can he mix it with better class horses?
Oh, look, I think he deserves a chance to mix it with better class horses. I honestly believe he would have been very hard to beat in the Brisbane Cup, because the last 2 weeks we've been sort of treading thin ice with him, and sort of having to manage it. We didn't put too much work into him. A month between runs and to do what he did over a mile and a half, he was pretty ready for the Brisbane Cup. But hey, look, he's a horse that he always tries his best. He puts himself in the race. So hey, he ran third in the O'Shea, and I think that that was always going to be a race that was going to sort of, bring him on fitness-wise. But no, I think he deserves his chance.
How's the rest of the stable going, Nigel, back home? Have you got any other horses that you might be thinking about spring carnival campaigns?
Yeah, look, we've got some nice, unfortunately in NZ, every time we get a decent horse, if it passes the bet, it gets sold. Mm. But I've got a really nice horse who was pre-post favourite for the Derby until he had a stress fracture in a fetlock. A horse called Demonetisation. He's won 3 from 4, and he looks like he could be a pretty handy horse. The owner's very keen to travel him. So hopefully we can bring him over at some stage.
It'll be great to see him down in Melbourne for the spring. Well done again with Megablast, and we'll look forward to seeing him in a short while back there, and hopefully another wet track at Queensland will be another good thing to have a bet on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, as long as it looks like we might get a bit of rain next week. So, if it hangs around, he'll be laughing when he's looking out of his box door.
It certainly will be hard to beat in the Queen's Cup. Well done again, Nigel. Nigel Tiley, astute New Zealand trainer. Hard to believe that's his first Australian win with Megablast, who was dominant in the Caloundra Cup. We're coming up to the 9 o'clock news. Pleased to say, after the 9 o'clock news, Lloyd Williams will join us to discuss the win of La Trobe in the Irish Derby. He'll also give us a bit of an update on his spring carnival contenders as Lloyd looks for Melbourne Cup win number 7. That will be on the verdict. Joining me on the verdict, Maddie Stewart and Ben Dorries. Plenty of issues to discuss as well. We'll also have a chat at around about 9:30 to Darren Weir on his remarkable training performance, breaking the Metropolitan record with still a month to go. I wonder how many wins he can have by the end of this season. We'll also have a chat about the jockey's pay dispute. We'll talk about the Damien Brown issue as well. Ben Dorries had a good chat to Damien Brown yesterday. We'll get his insight there. And also, there was a little bit of a bust-up between Michael Walker and Terry Bailey. We want to get the punters' thoughts on what they think a jockey should be doing in the final stages of the race if they are out of contention. Should they be riding it out or should they be looking after the horse? Plenty to discuss, and as always, we want your thoughts. Give us the good, the bad, the ugly, on and off the track on 0416 90 50 52. That's coming up on The Verdict after the news.
Radio's independent source for Victorian sport and racing news.